Check one, two. Check
jam,
one,
jam.
Two.
Jam. Let me check. Jam on the one. Let me solid. Jam on the one.
That's solid. Thank you, Justin.
Oh, 600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God. It's early.
Oh, my God. It's early.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil, Roger Scott.
Yep.
Present.
Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio.
What are you doing?
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino.
Downtown Birmingham. Ba-ba-dum.
Good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
Ba-ba-dum.
Hey, thanks, Tommy.
Outlaw.
Hey.
All right, you 609ers. You know what to do. It's Monday, June 15th. Move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Hit that time on that. Move it. Move it. Move, move, move.
Ma na ma na ma na. Wow, wow, wow.
It's a, what a delay.
On a jet to the promised land.
Let me teach people something. Shut up.
Oh, woo! Good morning.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength, strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Come down easy.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. I got wow. Energy. That was good.
That's kind of bad, Terry.
Not good, Terry. It wasn't.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind
Samurai
of party.
Mike.
I like this kind of party, baby.
Let's go to the phones. Talk to Randy Rain. What up?
Mulge in his pocket.
It may be the keys to gym number three at Summerwood Sports, Rainwater. Go back to bed. Tell Care happy birthday.
Alicardi.
Flying over to the Golden State.
This is the business we've chosen.
Yes.
We're bigger than U.S. Steel.
All right, one more time.
Let me make it through the telephone. Los Angeles!
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopig suey! Los Angeles!
Woo!
I like that guy's attitude.
Yeah,
he's got a great attitude.
You can tell that he has a great attitude, my
friend. He's got a great attitude. Good morning, everybody. It is. I'm waiting for the clock to tick to get to 11. It must be, what are we at there? 6:10. How close are we there, Roger? Yeah, right now. 6:11. We are on the road this morning here in Bryant. It's the Summerwood Sports Complex. Gym number what? 4-5?
Number three. Number three.
We were here last year, great to be back again for their annual Big Miller Summerwood Sports Basketball Team Camp.
Yeah.
We'll have a little bit later on. We'll have one of the best basketball coaches in the state, high school basketball coaches, and we'll have one of the best players who has got a basketball scholarship offered to the Razorbacks and more. We'll visit with the Hendricks family and more. That's all coming up. Roger, did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend, David. How about you?
It was a good one. We were busy. Christian back in studio. Good morning, Christian. Welcome back.
Good morning, fellas. Glad to be back.
Hey, man.
Yeah, there was so much happening this weekend. I was trying to go back. You know, Friday, remember, I hung out with Randy at Hill Station.
That's right.
And watched the
soccer matches.
Yeah, it was it Paraguay and Bosnia in the afternoon match.
Bosnia-Herzegovina?
And then you had the United States look pretty good Friday
United
night.
States and Paraguay.
I'm sorry, thank you.
Canada.
And that was a 1-1 tie. The Americas look good. It's one of the best we've had yet. Yeah, so you had that happen in Friday, Roger.
Yeah.
And then Saturday we hung out at Clayton Holmes in Mayflower.
Yes, we did.
While all kind of activities were going on.
You're selling homes.
That's right. And so you had the NBA championship decided. That was Saturday night, right?
Yes,
when the Knicks won it? They won it. And, that was you know, I didn't realize, Christian, that the three of those teammates had played at Villanova. First time that's ever happened.
Yeah.
Where that's really cool. Brunson, unbelievable. 45 points. I think it was the third highest, right, in a championship game after, I think it tied Michael Jordan. I don't know. I think it was just, well, it's either a closeout game or just finals history.
I don't think it was finals history.
You think it was a final?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so you had Jordan with 40. I think Jordan had 45. Somebody had more than 45. So he was second, but still he's in the top three. And this guy who doesn't get a lot of respect because he's 6'2", and he just, you know. But, man, he's produced. You got to, you know. And, boy, New York City went crazy. Of course, you know, you burn a few buses. You know, you have, but most of your major cities, that's what happens. You burn a few buses, as long as somebody didn't get hurt.
School buses.
I forget what it was they were there for. I'd read it, but
you got to put a couple of dummy buses up.
Exactly.
You got to get out a little aggression. It's like some of those places where you go, where you take hammers and you beat stuff up. You need to have one of those escape rooms where you just burn buses.
Burn buses. You knew that New York was going crazy. I think it's the first world championship since the Giants won, which was 14 years ago, and I think the Yankees before that. But first, obviously, for that franchise in 53 years, so pretty cool stuff. Everybody was very excited.
Yeah.
Then you had the Stanley Cup. Was that last night? Saturday night. Yeah. Man, I tell you, my nights are running together. So Carolina does it. I didn't realize it, too. Maybe you guys knew it, that the coach played on the last Carolina team that won the title back in 2006. He was a team captain.
I did not know that.
You're welcome. You're welcome, everybody, that you know that.
I didn't know Carolina had won one before.
Yeah. How about that? I know.
They won a Stanley Cup before?
Yeah, 2006. 06, yeah.
Did they burn buses?
I don't know. Listen.
Maybe I would have remembered it.
So you had that decided. Then you had you got the College World Series going on, and I think in that one, I guess the big story was Troy coming back and knocking out Ole Miss. That was yesterday. Yeah. You got today, I think, Texas and Alabama, if I'm not mistaken. I got to go back and look at what time that game starts. But, boy, there's so much. What's that? Go ahead, Christian.
I was going to say, the College World Series it ended for me whenever Arkansas, which the college baseball season basically ended for me.
You got to have a dog in the hunt to pay attention to that. Yeah, Troy. But Troy, I think, was down 4. They come back and beat Ole Miss 12-8. North Carolina beats West Virginia. Today you got Alabama, Texas at 1, Oklahoma, Georgia. It's like the SEC side of the national championship.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
And good news is NBA starts up in next week.
The NBA draft got something.
And then of course the Razorbacks win a national championship in track. You know, they got up to a slow start and stumbled out of the box. See what I did there? See what I did right there?
I see exactly
what
you did.
Nobody appreciates that. Thank you. Ta-da, another championship with
the track
new coach.
And field, part of the place.
Ba-ba-ba-da-da-da-da. Will you run faster? And jump higher than the other games. Ta-da-da-da. Ba-ba-ba-da.
No selfies for the coach like they did at Calipari. He just winning championships.
Yeah, his first year, Coach Case, first year as the coach for the Razorbacks, wins the national championship indoor, outdoor, and both SEC titles. Pretty darn impressive.
Yes, sir.
Then you had Danny Hamlin in NASCAR, wins his third in a row. What's going on, man? You got Hamlin with 3 in a row. You got Tyler Reddick. Did he win 4 in a row at the beginning of the year?
He won a couple, maybe 3 in a row tops.
I thought it was 4 in a row.
Listen, I didn't know about Carolina. You think I'm going to know about that?
Yeah. Also, we have a new Miss Arkansas. Her name is Ava Weeks. Ava. How many Avas do you know anymore?
I know Ava Bella, number one.
Well, about anymore. You don't see a lot of Avas named. Ava Gardner's probably the most well-known we know.
Ava Bella Gardner.
Ava Weeks, 21 years old. I was trying to figure out where she was. Miss Southwest, right? I believe that's what she. We'll have her on the show tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And platform is seatbelt safety. Okay. It's really interesting. You don't think of that, but she's going to be working with Arkansas State Police. And that I read today.
Way to go, Hager.
I didn't realize that it's against the law. No, it's not against the law. To not have your seatbelt on in the back seat.
Yeah, I didn't either.
And I think they're trying to get that done.
Is it just the driver in the front?
So, yeah, just driver in the front seat. It's interesting. I wonder
passenger
why.
So, just the front seat passenger, too?
Yeah, passenger. Has
well, yeah, passenger. Front yeah, front seat for both. Yeah, that's right. But I didn't even think about that. So,
Is it against the law to sit in the back of a pickup?
Yes.
Backpack.
We learned that in San Diego. Remember that?
We did.
We did that illegally. Me and Kaim and whoever else. Were you in the back? Yeah, you were in the back, too.
Well, I don't think they look at stuff like that anymore.
So Ava Weeks will continue pursuing her degree in secondary English at Wichita Baptist. I was trying to figure out, and she'll compete for the Miss America pageant in September. So we'll have her on the show tomorrow. I think she sang for her talent. I'll have to go back and look. There were 194 unbuckled passenger vehicle occupants killed in crashes in 2024. Huh. 10,000 nationwide.
Ballantyne is not a seatbelt wearer. Crawford is not a seatbelt. Well, you're not. I mean, I don't mean to. I'm not trying to slam you. Why? I thought it was a good deal.
He likes other kind of belts.
Hey, shout out to Bo Beavis. He is a big supporter of ours and obviously a 609er, but here's the deal. He's listening as he's boarding a plane in Amsterdam.
Oh, is that right?
He's coming back from Austria, which is where my glasses are manufactured.
Wow, the weather's so expensive.
Silhouette glasses. They're in Austria. And he's yelling out, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Way to go, Bo. Way to go. And congratulations on your achievement of being an insurance salesman at the top of your game for low, I don't know, 30 years? Way to go, Bo.
Christian, are we still hot?
Sound a little hot.
Are we okay?
But I'll
turn
it. We'll see. Wait, no, right, you sound better now.
Okay. Last night, I'm not a big MMA fan, but I just wanted to sort of see how that thing was pulled off. That thing started, must have, I guess, 6:37. You know what time it finished?
Oh, no.
It was 12:30. And I watched it at the very end. I'm telling you, there were some, I don't really care much about MMA, but there were some great fights. I mean, everyone was a knockout, and the last guy was the world champion. I can't remember where he's from. He wasn't American, and the American won. So
did Trump do the gladiator thing with the thumbs up and down?
No, he didn't.
He didn't do that?
He was there the whole time. He never left. That's right outside
his balcony.
The other thing, did you see the story about the, and I thought about Roger because we've started our summer of adventure.
Right.
The plane carrying the skydivers at crashed.
Yes.
12 people
and
in Missouri.
And our four-year anniversary just happened. Yes.
Wow. You know what, Roger, and I thought about that. Nothing against that place where we had very nice people.
No.
But that plane, I was worried. I wanted to get my backpack going before the wings fell off that thing. I was like, get me. Because it took us a while to get up because it was an older plane.
Yeah. Right, and you're doing circles going up to 30 miles.
That's right.
No disrespect to it because I know what you've got to have and all that.
Yeah.
But the planes for skydivers that I've been a part
of,
they're like hotels Buffalo River.
Yeah.
You're not there to stay in and watch TV.
Yeah.
You're there to get in, take a bath, use a bathroom, get out. So it's, and that's what the,
so that was play. That was a really sad story there. Roger, in addition to having Pat Bradley today in the 9 o'clock hour and some great guests here, we're gonna have Bruce Westerman join us at 7:05. Did you see who he was hanging out with Friday?
I did.
In Hot Springs. Kevin Costner. I mean, Kevin Costner's everywhere now in regard to Hot Springs. And so
we'll find out what he was doing, Costner was doing it, because I didn't read the article.
Yeah, he's head of the chairman of the committee on natural resources, which is a big committee in D.C.
Hot Springs, pretty big deal.
Yeah, and so, of course, they're there about the national park there in Hot Springs. So also, Roger, he's working on the SCORE Act. He's involved. Remember, he was on the show with us, and Josh was like, it'll never work.
That's who?
Josh. And so, but you got to give it some time. So we'll see.
And what is the SCORE Act?
Well, the SCORE Act is what they're trying to do in D.C. to try to help with the NIL and transfer portal, just try to create a structure. He does. It's got some work to do.
Conversation, at least.
It is. It's a lot further down the road. You got the Democrats who don't like a lot of it. You got the Republicans who want to get it done.
You know what? Honestly, here's a. I don't even know.
I think the issue there.
What party is he with?
Who? Bruce? He's a Republican.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know that.
He's played for the Razorbacks. He was a walk on. Played after me in 86 to 90.
Very good.
Anyway.
I know he's doing other things that we won't talk about here.
Roger, he's from Hot Springs. Went to Fountain Lake.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what? Get to know him.
Well, I'm trying.
Come on.
He's not my guy.
Come on.
He's not my representative. Listen, I'm going to get to know him because he and I agree. Medicines cost too much.
Yes. So Costner, man. And I'll tell you what, I can't turn my channel.
I would have liked him had he called me and let me know that Costner's in town, because I could have done my Sean Connery for Costner.
Are we tired yet? I can turn my channel three spots. Click, 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 and I'm going to see a Taylor Sheridan show.
Yeah,
I'm
tired. You know what? He's too much. I don't know if any of his shows have ended. I don't know. I don't know any of them.
There's so many of them.
Hats off to
Taylor Sheridan Project. Yeah, like, good Lord, he's right
there. Same thing every time.
His accountant's making money.
He's Elon Musk of
well, and what about the girl, the tough chick that was with a Rip?
Right.
You know, they've got, is that thing popular?
Beth.
I don't know. I don't watch them. I don't watch them. Yeah. I don't know.
Don't we just watch that?
Isn't her brother's on the show,
right? Didn't we just watch this for 7 years with Yellowstone?
Yeah. And isn't Kevin Costner now back as a ghost on Tulsa King? I think he's the Tulsa King. I don't know.
Well, the thing last night at the White House was on Paramount, and that is where Yellowstone is, I believe, right?
Yeah,
that's where all of his shows are.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Is that like right? All of them?
Thing. Yeah, he's running that thing over there.
I thought he was.
That's off too. He's not worried about a shutoff notice for some utilities.
Also, we may ask James Ballantyne his evaluation of the movie this weekend, Disclosure Day.
I saw it
all. Sort of saw. Oh, you saw it? Okay. Without going deep right now, what's your initial response? I heard it was the last 20 minutes was really good. The rest of it was okay.
All right. May I give my.
Okay.
All right. Well, Ballantyne talked. We'll get Ballantyne's thoughts on it too. I'm anxious to hear. It has nothing to do with Close Encounters. It's not a prequel, sequel,
or anything. It's an alien movie, but it's Close Encounters.
Okay. There's no connection. Well, I saw The Shooter, and I give it a. I fell asleep during The Shooter.
Whoa! Let me tell you. You know what?
Y'all didn't do the review Friday?
Yeah, yeah, listen.
Let me tell you this.
It's a poor man. When he's in there sewing his own little hands in his little powder.
Let me tell you what. Let me tell you. You know,
I love Mark Wahlberg. Don't get me wrong. He plays me.
Let me tell you who you need to talk to. You need to talk to Clint Sterner because you don't have any testosterone anymore. It's obvious. You watch The Shooter.
Am I K-Girl?
You watch The Shooter and you don't get fired up. You get even
checked. I don't get fired. I didn't get fired up with it. I didn't get fired. Listen, the Ned Beatty character.
No, listen, a man wants a shooter like, but that's a man's movie.
As a matter of fact, I started making baked goods.
You didn't get to see the best part of the movie, the end of it.
I did see the end of it.
Okay, okay.
Where he comes. The movie's 20 years old. If you hadn't seen it,
hey,
sorry.
How about that?
No, I didn't see it.
Wow. You think Ned Beatty was a great bad guy Who's his black buddy?
Well, I don't see color.
Danny Glover.
First of all, Danny Glover.
Wow. I've watched that movie 20-plus times. And I'll go for 21.
You know, we got Bruce Westerman on, so I don't want to cause any grief or I don't want to go to jail or anything like that. But Ned Beatty was a politician. You was glad to see get it.
Because
he was a crook. He was a criminal. Yeah. He gets off in his little.
I'm a U.S. senator.
That's the same helicopter that he took off in that they used in Cliffhanger.
I was gonna say y'all didn't do the movie review on Friday. We did. I did it by myself. Listen, somebody has to do it. I did it.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see it.
I'll send my review in though.
Okay.
We're doing five morning mams.
Roger, you give it's it off the scale for me. You fell asleep.
No, I give it
a perfect five.
If I fall asleep on it, it's a great movie.
You need to get rest. You need to watch it after the show.
K-Girl and these tidbits. I listen for what it was. And Mark Wahlberg, I think
it's one of his best.
He's a couple of rows away from getting an Academy Award, but I just thought it was. Absolutely. He's that good. Tongue in cheek. But I didn't see it.
Yeah, well, listen, you need to get your life back in order.
Not that I could believe Rambo when he goes, different blood. But when he pulls out the cauterizing powder, which looks like one of those candies.
If you were judging that, you were out.
He had the tube. He definitely would have got sepsis or something.
He had the tube. He had a bicycle needle. They're not sharp.
Wouldn't work. So it wouldn't work.
By the way, go ahead, Christian. Go ahead.
I gave it a 2.5 out of 5.
Wow. Yeah, I give it a 5. I give it the perfect guy movie. That's what a man lies in bed and eats when watching a movie with.
I didn't say it wasn't. I just didn't find it, you know.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. You can pop us a text on Facebook. We'll try to watch that one as well. I got a busy show. I will say this, Roger. Summerwood Sports Open, I think it was August of 2023.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe, Roger. It's been 3 years since they sold the Big Reds.
Yeah.
And did this, and now they've opened Family Markets.
And it's big money at Family Markets. We'll talk about that as well. We'll have David Jr. coming on later on this morning, about 7:30, 7:45. We'll get him to hit us up with some stuff. Dexter Hendricks, coach of the Benton Panthers. will be here with a player that he's a high on.
Yeah,
they had the girls right tournament here last week, and they did tremendous. The guys are this week, and so they'll run maybe, and then a short schedule on Wednesday. We'll get more of that from David coming up, and anybody else that we can get on. But these courts are fantastic, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean it is. I mean, it's
what a nice complex.
You talk about a great Christian. Have you been out here? Have you had a chance to see these facilities?
Yeah, I've been out there once. I've seen it.
It is absolutely. I mean, the outside of them looks like something out of Vegas. I mean, it looks brilliant, impressive. Yeah. And then you come inside, perfectly clean. Got a cool Arkansas logo. They do volleyball. They do obviously basketball. Birthday parties. They do all kind of stuff in here.
Yeah. We've been here where they've had volleyball going on. I don't guess number three was here. Was it here? Is this where we were?
Yeah, this is where we were last time.
Right under. Okay, I don't know why I thought.
And they've talked. We'll find out too if they have plans to go Isaiah further Joe. With more. Yeah, they got the Isaiah Joe shooting camp coming up. I think Moses Moody's coming over here when he comes into town.
You got your financial people.
Oh
right
my
over
gosh,
here.
That Gen Wealth building is just magnificent too, man.
They got a pharmacy going across the street.
Is that right?
Over there.
Well, they talked too. You know, I don't know if they change their mind. Maybe one day putting a hotel over here, restaurants.
Restaurants. Yeah. We'll see. Because I know that land over there, there's still some undeveloped land in the Walmart parking lot. What do you call that whole complex that they have over there now, where hockey is. And that there's some undeveloped over there, and they've got some undeveloped here, and they'll keep buying. They've got a great facility down here for, I think it's Mothers in Crisis. That's not the term, but forgive me for not knowing exactly. We'll find out.
Are we gonna do graffiti? What do you think? Christian, what do you think? Should we do? You know, last week we didn't do it because that's Frank's place, and Frank sometimes doesn't enjoy graffiti. I don't think when we do it. Do we want to try it here on the road
we
or
can
no?
Try it.
Well, give it a try. All give right. it a try.
All right,
Dutton Ranch is on Friday. We'll read some of these when we come back.
Yeah, if you want.
Oh, wait a minute. I just ordered Shooter DVD. Now time to burn the bus. I'm sorry.
All right.
You got low T, Chief.
Live from Summerwood Sports. Do not go away. It's 6:30 on Morning Mayhem.
Catch the buzz's ticker on our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
This is SportsCenter.
The New York Knicks are your 2026 NBA champions, defeating the San Antonio Spurs in five games after beating them 94-90 on Saturday night. Jalen Brunson was named Finals MVP. In Game 5, he had 45 points. It was the Knicks' record for most points in a Finals game, which was previously held by Willis Reed, set in 1970. He had 38 points. This was New York's first title since 1973 and their third overall title. Next up for the NBA is the draft, which will be next Tuesday, June 23rd. And the Stanley Cup also wrapped up. The Carolina Hurricanes are your champions as they beat the Vegas Golden Knights 3-0 to win the series in six games, capturing their second title, the first being in 2006. The Hurricanes went down in the series 2-1 and then rattled off three straight wins, all by two or more goals. I'm Chris Schweber with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Partly cloudy today here in central Arkansas. Little Rock will have a high of 83. Down in south Arkansas, a few scattered showers will be possible. Partly cloudy overnight, down to 67. Tomorrow, south wind returns. It'll get a little warmer. 88 the high tomorrow with a mostly sunny sky. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner. 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front. No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle. And we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's, and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for, and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
The people you love count on you, your spouse, your kids, your grandkids. So this Men's Health Month, take a minute to take care of yourself. At Arkansas Urology, simple screenings can help detect serious health issues early before they become bigger problems. And with convenient appointments at all Arkansas Urology locations, taking care of your health has never been easier. Call 501-219-8900 or visit ArkansasUrology.com today. Arkansas Urology, because your family needs you here.
The Honda Ride Red and Save Green sales event is happening at Honda Russellville. Get more done with a Pioneer 700 or 1000 side-by-side.
Swing a leg over a dependable Fortrax Rancher ATV.
Take your crew in a 4-seat Pioneer 704 or 5-seat Pioneer 1005. Bonus bucks on select models plus low-rate financing for qualified buyers. Visit HondaOfRussellville.com.
For your safety, read the owner's manual and wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and close the side vents and doors when operating a side-by-side. Honda side-by-sides and ATVs are for riders 16 and older.
Your morning drive will never be the same. With Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studio. Studios, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right, 6:34 on this Monday, June 15th, live here at the Summerwood Sports Complex here in Bryant. Christian, see if you can find any sound. I didn't get a chance to hear much sound over the weekend. Whether it be, I heard a little bit of Brunson's comments on the backside, and I did hear some people complaining that the Spurs did not shake hands after the game. And I, listen,
it's kind of lame.
It's not like it used to be. You know, Rod, you got, and Christian, you got, they're setting up the equipment to be right. The stage, and people are, those guys are celebrating with their teammates, and you're sitting there waiting for them to, so you can shake their hands. And so normally I get that, but I'm not sure if that's a really legit deal. Now, let me ask you this. Now that remember like game one, oh my gosh, Wembanyama is the greatest basketball player, he's the future. Yep. Now after the series is over, does it change a little bit the way he played to you, Christian? He's just young and he's got years to go ahead of him.
He's young, he's got years to go. He's only 22 yeah. years old. He didn't have the best performance in the finals, but he wasn't terrible, I wouldn't say.
Well, just remember that first game, oh my gosh, you know, and then we quickly want to crown everybody, well, and he may turn out to be both ways. That's right. So, but I'm going to tell you, that Knicks team is exactly the opposite of what we've usually seen, what we talked about, where I've said, you know, do they have Hall of Fame players? It's a team concept, man, and they don't have a lot of the big superstars. Cat is a superstar, but he's not Brunson like on the level of. But they're not on the if you have to name the top players in the league, would you put them? Where would you put them? What number?
Brunson's top 15.
So 15. So it's not the top 10, and he was a star. You would normally think you'd have maybe one of the top 5 or 6 that would win the championship.
It's great to see some of the emotion afterwards from those.
Yeah,
guys.
You bet. Yeah. Cool. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. Somebody says here the movie Shooter is very entertaining. And I will watch it again. The book is based on The Point of Impact by Stephen Hunter. That's what our buddy Bud Cummins was telling us the other day. It's highly recommend all his books. Sure. Thanks, Tom and Conway. So sure. I didn't realize that. That apparently was based. Yeah.
I don't maybe I don't know if it was. Listen, it's just my opinion. I like a lot of things. I don't know. I didn't like the acting or the casting of Danny Glover and Ned Beatty in those roles. I
thought they were very hateable.
I got you. No, I didn't say they were.
Ned Beatty is such a... I don't see those two guys as hateable characters usually.
What it is, because they didn't pull it off for me.
This is so good.
I can play a hateable character.
Hold on. The guy who's seen Frozen more times than my 12-year-old daughter is giving Roger shit about manly movies. No, sir. It's actually wicked.
Thank you, sir.
It's wicked. It's not Frozen. But that's...
You went to see Frozen on ice,
I get your idea. Yeah. Go ahead, Christian.
I forgot what I was going to say now.
Okay, Lone Survivor is a complete lie, just like Mark. Wow, what in the heck? Lone Survivor is a complete lie, just like Marcus Luttrell left his teammates and let them die. I don't know.
Where did we see something? I read something somewhere. Speaking on that, based on a true story is just a way to suck somebody in on some stuff.
Don't get me wrong. Loosely based, yes.
Well, you have certain things like that, but that's okay. There's a part of it. Some movies, you have to make it more entertaining because some of it might not be. And if you're not a good enough writer to make it that way, and I'm not, maybe you have to do that. The Buford Pusser story, of course, it's a bad example because now we're coming to find out that maybe a lot of things were different as well. But they have to exaggerate. What was the one that I just saw? Oh my God, it'll come to me, but I like watching if it's entertaining. If it's based on a true story, I really like. Watch that LBJ on Netflix. There were some things that were not chronologically correct on that, but they were based on actual events and that sort of thing. LBJ to turn out to be a good guy, better than I think he may have been, my opinion. Yeah.
Were you awake during the Levon Helm scene?
No.
Okay.
You were checked out. You weren't even paying attention.
Not all of it. And here's the thing. I saw that. And here's the thing. Here's the part of it that'll just make me tell you this. I have fallen asleep in a movie before in my chair, whatever the case may be, or watching something, whatever it may be. And by virtue of the technology, I'll go back and look for it because I'm interested. I was not interested enough to go back and look for the scene that I'd missed I think I'd already seen it. Listen, he was fighting from the minute he fell out of that building when they killed him. And he's hobbling along and doing all that. Then he goes to the chick and
police officer and a bad shot.
How many times have we seen a movie where somebody goes, "I'm not who they say I am"? She lets me in.
You know what? The movie review is on Friday. Thank you. You don't get a chance to come back now and decide that you could.
Kate Mara's accent was terrible, by the way.
Who?
What is it?
Kate Mara. Her accent was terrible.
I still think she's cute well as Rona Mitra.
Had you told me she got nude and I may have gone back.
Someone says here, this is
she
good.
She gets close.
Where is it at?
Yeah,
here?
That's no cigar.
Oh my gosh! Let's see. Where is it at? Has anyone seen that? Okay, the Spurs are ahead of schedule, in my
Should
opinion.
Be, yeah.
Well, they are. Yeah, they're 20, right? Something 22.
Yeah,
yeah. Let's see here. please stop taking shots at folks who are actually fellow media members who hyped up Wimby. Y'all hype up the football team. No, not good. Not going to take that.
No, Wimby's good. Can't
Yeah, I mean, he's a very good player.
He's going to be great. Well, I mean, he is great. He's one of the top three players in the league. But
so y'all have hyped up the football team every year, and the latest results have been consistently miserable. Go find the tape. Find me where I've hyped up the team anywhere in the last 5 years. You go find the tape. We've been done just the opposite. Usually we're picking five or six games, seven if we're lucky. And you know what happens? Listen, they were within a score of four of those. It doesn't matter. They win two games. So. But no, I'm not going to take the thing that you guys are hyping them up. There are members of the media in Arkansas that do. It helps them sell.
Sure.
And what they're doing, and I get that. But we're not one of those. So let's see. Another great sniper movie is Jarhead from 2005. That was
Jake
one.
Gyllenhaal?
Let's see. Yeah. Someone said you let the guy have one movie, and all of a sudden he's expecting Denzel Washington in every movie, and it's Mark Wahlberg, but it's still a good movie.
Say again.
See, you let the guy have one movie, and all of a sudden he's expecting Denzel Washington in every movie, and
No. I don't mean that at all. I like Mark Wahlberg. It wasn't Mark Wahlberg. I mean, it was almost a cookie cutter thing for me on that one. And let me tell you something. Mark Wahlberg has gotten better as an actor because he's been in so many different movies.
Yeah,
same thing with Samuel Jackson. Same thing with The Rock. I mean, the more reps you do, you're going to get better, and they've gotten better. Now they may not have been as good as somebody else. I don't know. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying as I did not buy Ned Beatty and Danny Glover, I didn't like them as those guys. They didn't pull it off for me. They just didn't. And so there's that. And
we've seen conspiracy theorists that were better.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says here, excuse me. Let's see here. Please put Mr. Brooks on y'all's watch list.
I like
Fantastic.
Mr. Brooks.
I've seen
Rebecca says Dutton Ranch is on Friday nights. Just aired episode 6. Marshall's on Sunday night. Yeah. I can't keep up with it.
No. There's too many. there's Dutton Ranch. There's the Marshalls. What is there? Is there another movie that's based on the Yellowstone one, or are those two it right now?
Currently.
Yeah. Is that it?
I think that's it. Right?
That's enough.
Y'all need to look into Ripken Costner's candle. What is that? I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. You may have just cussed.
Hey, Baz, did Bruce ever reply to your text yesterday? I don't know what that means. So you two are so loud, I can barely hear Christian. Now, are we better now? We've got that good?
Well, I hope so. We're on
Love that y'all are at Summerwood. I used to do a lot of work for the family. They're great people. They care about the community they live in and conduct business, and they sure do. They really are great folks.
Yeah, they do. Listen, if they've got a family market store, and there's a new one, that we'll be at in Hot Springs now, over there where the Mountain Pine Cutoff is, you know, where you go to Sigma Supply. Mm-hmm. There's a new one right there, and we'll be over there real soon, maybe in a couple of weeks. But if a family market store is in your neighborhood, they're going to support that neighborhood too, in your town and your school district as well.
Someone says, good morning, Los Angeles, 609, move it. Someone said, no camera feed on YouTube today. Are we good now?
Should be. Christian, are you taking off the two cameras right now and just keeping one?
Yeah, whenever we get a guest.
Okay. All right. Very good.
We have multiple posts this morning from our 609 crew, like Chris and Ron from PB. Strength and honor. A little slow there, but that's
Dude,
okay.
Come on, Christian. I'm kidding. Listen, he's just not getting back.
I also want to mention Roger. We want to give a shout out to Brad Eubanks, a 609er that we met at Clayton Homes.
Yes,
that works over
yes,
at Clayton
yes,
Homes.
Yes. Hey, Brad.
I love it when a Christian we walk up and somebody go 609er.
609er.
609er. Yeah.
I love it.
Sandy Cook was there with us. When we did the Clayton Homes deal, that was had a good time out there, Roger. Also, yeah. I was in Fayetteville Saturday night for Bo Mattingly. He got married a few weeks back and just had a gathering at the Springdale Country Club. Yeah. I walk in, and you know who I run into?
Acre.
Jeff Long.
Oh, wow.
I had a visit with him. I was like, wow, I hadn't talked with him.
And well, Jeff lives there, yes?
Yeah, that's right.
He's okay. In Memphis, right. So yeah, listen, and they were good for each other.
His daughter is really doing a good job riding up there. It's also Chuck Barrett, Matt Zimmerman, all the guys from Walk-Ons, Andrew DePippa, and Adam, who just moved down here from up there. Just met a lot of. I want to give a shout out to Todd and Carmen McWilliams, owner of Advanced Lawn Care, really good folks.
Oh, cool.
Jocko's brother, Robbie Deal, was there playing. So anyway, Roger, somebody goes, Baz doesn't know where or what night anything was played. You're right. I don't know. This weekend, there's so much going on.
There's a lot of activity.
Think of the sports that went on this weekend. We just mentioned NASCAR, NBA. College World Series, track,
hockey,
NASCAR. That's six,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
World Cup seven.
Yeah. I think you said NASCAR twice.
Yeah, you should have seen the people at Hill Station. It was Roger. Of course, that and Duke is there's probably the previous.
I don't lose
spots.
My man card not watching. Samantha asked me the other day. We were just chilling. She said, "Are you going to watch the? You watching any soccer?" Now I know my son-in-law. He was up on it. Didn't want anything to be screwed up. Thought the storms may come through. We didn't get all the storms we thought we were here. He's watching it. I don't know who else in my family or in my group is watching it. I have no interest in it. Is that okay?
What I was saying, though, Rogers, is that at Hill Station, what my point was, it was so packed.
No.
You know who the majority of them were?
Kids?
Younger. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
I mean, that's okay.
It's getting younger people. Yeah. Which, me too, I've watched every single game so far.
Yeah, okay.
I'm for America. I want America to do well. I don't know soccer yet.
Did we look good, Christian?
Yeah, we looked great. That was probably our best World Series performance ever, I would say.
Did we play Uruguay or Paraguay?
Paraguay.
Is Uruguay or Uruguay?
It's Uruguay.
I think it depends on what part of Saline County you live in.
Yeah, well, anyway, the point you're right, too, is that, hey, listen, if it's got a red, white, and blue stripe on it,
absolutely.
Or stars and bars, whatever,
I don't understand. Here's the thing. We mock what we don't know. Hey. I don't understand soccer. I don't get it.
Look behind you. What is that? Is that a 15 by or 20 by 20 American flag here?
Leave the country and come back and see that thing, and you'll listen. We are blessed to have been born in this country. I don't understand the scoring of soccer.
I'm with you.
I don't have grandkids playing in soccer right now. If they do, I'll be all in.
I love the passion of the fans for soccer.
Sure.
I will say this, Christian, when it comes to basketball, I'm telling you, Saline County has become dominant. Yeah, Benton has won two state championships back-to-back. Benton won one in 2025 and was in the finals the year before.
Now, I don't know about basketball?
Yeah, I don't know how far they went this year, but I'm telling you, Saline County was not known really for basketball.
Benton's won back-to-back?
No, they won 2025, and they were in the finals in 2024.
So they were in the finals
last year. Yeah, that's Bryant won, too. Both of them. It's really impressive.
Listen, they cover them all. Baseball, basketball, and football. Saline County's got them going
it's
on.
Impressive.
And that was another thing I think Summerwood had talked about at one time, which was batting in baseball cages or whatever. We'll see if that comes to fruition or if that is laid to rest right now.
So we said, this is what I was saying. I found the message. So Baz didn't know when the NBA championship game was, didn't know when the Stanley Cup game was, and didn't know where the Mr. Arkansas winner is from. It's just another Monday on Morning Madness. That's what Randy loves saying, Morning Madness.
He does.
Had a good time with Randy the other day.
Sure.
Yeah, it was fun times.
Asked about me?
He did. He did ask Raji Daji. All right, don't go away. 6:48, you're live from Summerwood Sports in Bryant.
This is a town where everyone is reaching for the top. This is a place for second best.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
Hi, this is Quinn Grover. When you need expert health care, UAMS Health is here for you. From cancer and heart care to neurology, obstetrics, orthopedics, and more, UAMS Health provides advanced care across a wide range of specialties, backed by research, innovation, education, and a commitment to improving lives. That's care you can trust. From UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. For appointments, call 501-686-8000.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet, not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at bellchevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Good things come in mini packages at Southland Casino Hotel this May and June. Join us for cruising into summer. Saturdays from 7 to 11 p.m., 450 winners share over $400,000 in free play and prizes. One free daily entry, 500 points earns one more. Grand prize winners on May 30th and June 27th win a share of $10,000 free play or a 2026 Mini Cooper convertible. Cruise into summer at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
It's Justin Acri for CertaPro Painters. You know, there's some projects you keep saying, yeah, I'll get to that eventually. That was me with painting. Then I called CertaPro Painters, and honestly, the process was ridiculously easy, professional, on time, and they really care about doing it right. Celebrating America's 250th anniversary, you get $250 off projects of $2,500 or more when you schedule by July 10th. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. So if your home or office could use a refresh, let freedom and fresh paint ring.
It's the Hustler Summer Sizzler happening now at Kevin Outdoors. Save big this summer with up to $2,000 off select Hustler zero-turn mowers. Grab the X-Ride 60-inch and save $2,000. Enjoy 0% financing for 42 months with approved credit. Payments as low as $330 a month. And don't miss Hustler Raptor deals. Get $250 off or score a free DeWalt tool. Sale ends July 31st. Cabot Outdoors, your source for Hustler and DeWalt equipment. Get mowing today online at CabotOutdoors.com.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, yeah. 6:53. Got a busy show here at Summerwood Sports. It's the Big Miller Summerwood Sports basketball team camp. We'll visit with David Hendricks Jr. We'll visit with Dexter Hendricks, who is the coach of Benton High School, one of his star players who's got an offer for the Razorbacks, Anthony Spratt Jr. in the 8 o'clock hour. I think we've got Don Daly, who is an SEC basketball official from Russellville. We'll visit with Bruce Westerman coming up here at 7. He spent time with Kevin Costner over in Hot Springs Friday. Kevin Costner's everywhere. He's with Coach Simmons, you know, and with their buds.
Yeah. Well, listen, we understand he was down there talking to our buddy Robert Raines before. If Robert got anything going on with him because of the, gangster mob connection.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. As we mentioned earlier, you got the Knicks that are now the new world champion. I'm glad to see a new face there. I think it's great to, instead of seeing the same folks that we always see, you know, a franchise that won in 53 years, so that's cool. Razorbacks win them a national championship in track and field. It's nice to win something, a national championship you know. Woo-pig is exactly right. Yep. Carolina, they're happy. They won a Stanley Cup.
I didn't know they'd done it before.
Is this right here, Roger Caraco? Is that right?
Curacao.
Yeah. Curacao. So I was wondering about that. Curacao. Well, I don't even know. Where's Curacao?
It's near Ballardist.
It's above Venezuela, I believe.
And you know what? Where is the Ivory Coast? You got the Ivory
Coast. That is on the western half of Africa.
I've got to get my map out. What about Tunisia, Roger?
Well, we all know where that is.
What about Cape Verde? What about Cape Verde? V-E-R-D-E.
So Tunisia.
Verde. Got me there. I don't know.
Okay. The Germans had Tunisia. That's why FDR sent our troops to North Africa and pushed those Germans back. If
you're like Christian, you're done with you don't want to see any more College World Series. Don't watch TV today. You got Alabama, Texas at 1 o'clock, Oklahoma, Georgia at 6. You know that's four of the primo SEC teams.
Primo.
Ole Miss is out. And then how about that? We're getting ready to, we're working on a trip going to see the NASCAR race down in Atlanta.
We got that going on. We've got a new big Dead or Alive coming up.
We need to do that. That's right.
We're also going to start hitting the top four or five. Is that what it is? The restaurants?
Yeah, we're gonna visit the top five. We're not say top five.
They're oldest.
Five of the of the oldest. I think there's seven that are over 100. We're going to go to five of them,
wow.
Roger. And we'll mention that. I'm glad. At 7 o'clock hour, we'll go down the list of where we're going.
All right. In Arkansas?
But yeah, Christian. There's seven altogether that are over 100 years old. Yeah. We're going to go to five of them, Christian.
And one got shut. One place, was it a dairy bar or a restaurant that got closed because of the right-of-way of a highway a couple of years ago down in Camden, El Dorado, somewhere down that way? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't
about?
Remember that, but I think what's interesting, we're going to have Rex Nelson on Wednesday, and he's been to all these. He made the point that the Ohio Club, which is like 121 years old, he said, You know, sometimes you shouldn't put that loop that in with the restaurants because they really didn't start serving any food for about 20 years. It was really a bar.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
It's all good.
Well, yeah. I'm sure they probably didn't have peanuts and snacks by then. What about McClard's? How old is McClard's?
It's a little under 100. It's barely.
Just a hair,
I think,
right?
It's a hair. It's a hair under. Yeah, it's a hair under.
Wait, was it not 1920s?
I think it's a 2028. I think that because
that's about right.
Yeah, we'd have put that one in there. We could do more. We're just gonna see if we get.
I'm just asking because it just hit me.
So interesting. So one of them I'm going to say is Jones Barbecue. So I had somebody tell me yesterday that their experience at Jones Barbecue was terrible. Said it was
Jones?
One at Mariana.
Okay,
and that thing has won the Beard Award for one of the top restaurants. And the person told me just said that the barbecue was okay. It was on regular white bread.
Sims did their barbecue on. That was all right.
Well, I don't have a problem with that, but they were just saying maybe it's the hype. You know, when we went to Last of Sin, remember you?
It was the hype.
You weren't blown away by Last of Sin.
If it was a movie, I'd call it The Shooter. it just wasn't for me.
Well, that's where we're going. We're going to give our opinion.
Well, and I know there's some restaurants that have been taken over by new ownership or whatever, and they tried to keep the same thing. It's just not the same. But I wouldn't say something sucked. I mean, it was not my cup of tea.
Congratulations again to 21-year-old Ava Weeks, the new Miss Arkansas. We'll have her tomorrow in studio. She's going to be representing the state, traveling the state, and then going to Miss America pageant in September. We're glad you're with us.
What are you playing?
What is this?
Marvin Gaye, Into the Thing. It's
a Marvin Gaye song I've never heard of. Have you heard of it?
Uh-uh.
Only Christian's going to find a Marvin Gaye song that we don't know.
That's great.
I can't put my songs in and replace them on the road, or I would.
Right,
that's the Marvin Gaye song. The title is Shooter.
Don't go away. Down 7 o'clock.
A handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern-born and raised and Arkansas-based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy,